The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to the first ever MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld. Every week we'll round up all the action and hear from the big names in the world of shinty. On this week's show, Neaton Moore kickstart their title defence with a win.
I don't know if there's added pressure. I just think that as champions, everyone wants to beat you, you know, so everyone tries that a bit harder.
Bewley got off to winning ways on Saturday and won more of the same in this weekend's local derby.
The thing about the First Division now this year is that there's no easy games.
And it's back to basics for Bute in South Division 1.
Even the spirit of the boys here on Saturday night, you know, when we come back home, and actually, you know, ended up one of the local pubs, and it was funny, they were saying, this is just like old time, doesn't it?
And I'm very pleased to say I'm joined in the studio today by Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And you, Ian, thanks for having me on.
Excellent stuff. Drew, you were excited as anyone about the start of the brand new season. You were down at Fort William on Saturday.
Yeah, I went down to see my old team playing, but I hadn't been so excited for a long time to go and see a game of shinty, actually.
Yeah, it really is. You know, fever pitch, you know, the start of the season, everyone's so excitable about the start of the new campaign. It now well and truly is underway. Any surprises on day one for you?
I think probably Kilmally be disappointed losing their first home game. Obviously, Oban were in trouble last season. Oban will be delighted with that result, but mostly everything else was pretty straightforward.
And looking at the Premier Division, first of all, the big three, we'll touch on Neaton Moore in a second, but the big three all off to winning ways, and well, not a surprise really.
No, Canusi probably winning 4-0 was a bit of a surprise. Lovett not managing to score at all, you know, and Canusi scoring four goals without Ronald, that's quite a big achievement, and you know, sets him up quite well for the start of the season.
He is out for, I'm not too sure how long he's out for, but he's out for a while. It's a bit of a blow for Canusi's, you know, preparations going into the season, but you know, if you can, you know, get off the mark and a 4-0 win without Ronald, it's a bit of a bonus.
Yeah, and the young lads have picked up where they started off last season scoring goals.
Fort William as well, a nice comfortable 3-0 win for them against Glenurquhart.
Yeah, Fort William would expect to win nearly all their home ties in the league. It was actually a very comfortable win for them, and very disappointing for Glenurquhart, to be honest.
The new boys coming into the division, I think I heard you on Murray Firth Radio Sport on Saturday, you know, you were tipping maybe Kilmally. I certainly tipped Kilmally to maybe do something on Saturday. They'll be disappointed at the way they started a campaign full of, you know, a lot of promise, but going down 3-1 at home to Oban.
No, they'll be disappointed the fact that they didn't score as many goals, because they've got a really good forward line, and you know, they'll look to outscore teams, and only getting the one goal would be disappointing for them.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously Glenurquhart are back in the Premier Division and on the end of a right hammering away to Kyles.
No, Kyles will be a dark horse this year, to be honest. You know, no surprise there. Glenurquhart, you know, they're going to struggle all season, but you know, Kyles have got lots of goals in them.
We saw it last year with Glasgow Mid-Argyle. Unfortunately, they come up and slip back down again, but we want to see, you know, perhaps teams coming up, staying up, and you know, forcing the sides of the current Premier Division teams, you know, and battling with them, and maybe sending them down to get new blood constantly into the division.
Yeah, Glasgow and Argyle were very brave last season coming up, and then they actually went down a much better team, so it did them a power of good.
Champions Neaton Moore, they started their title defence in convincing fashion with a stunning 6-2 away win at Inverary, and manager Norman MacArthur was delighted to get off to an excellent start.
Yeah, played well. We got away to a good start, a couple of early goals, kind of settled everyone down. And Inverary are a good side. They had chances as well, but when we got the third goal, it kind of settled everyone down. It's a really hard place to go. Pitch wasn't great. It was dry, so it was good to get them on a dry day down there, but it was very, very bobbly. But it was a good 2 points.
And albeit, you know, to start your defence of your title in such a good way as well.
Ah, exactly. Yeah, we've been lucky this season with the weather. We've been able to train outside, and we've got a couple of early good friendlies in as well, good results there. So the confidence is really high. You know, last season we struggled. The first game of the season we dropped a point to Glenurquhart, but we hadn't played at all outside beforehand. But this season it's been good.
Is there any pressure going into the, you know, going into games as the champions? Is there any kind of added pressure on the lads?
I don't know if there's added pressure. I just think that as champions, everyone wants to beat you, you know, so everyone tries that a bit harder. In that respect, I don't suppose there's added pressure. It's just that it's maybe more a relief actually that we won it, because we've been so close to it for a couple of years, and I think that winning it last season has sort of got the monkey off our back, if you like, and the players are maybe a wee bit more relaxed, to be quite honest. They're certainly not showing any sign of pressure. They're relaxed and enjoying their shinty, so it's a good thing.
And perhaps as well, now you've got the, as you say, the monkey off the back. Now the players are, they're used to winning a championship. That might make it that bit easier for you this season.
Well, that's right. No, certainly don't make it easier. But you know, the players themselves now don't have that. You know, I just felt in the last few years they were really nervous and apprehensive and everything when they played, but they haven't been showing it recently, you know.
Another away game for you this weekend. You're away to Lovett.
Yep.
Another, well, difficult away venue, but a side who finished at the wrong end of the table last year.
Yeah, but they're a very good young side, and I don't think that, I mean, we, you know, no matter what their position the table was last year, they're still a hard team to beat. We had some close games with them last season, especially the game up there at Balgate, and it's a hard place for us to go. Again, it's a small park, but hopefully we can keep things going.
All the big three won it the last weekend as well. Can you see, and Fort got off to winning ways as well. Do you keep a note of the results early on, so early on in the season?
I've got to check up on everything. You've got to keep an eye on everybody else, really, you know. We don't worry about everyone else, but we just sort of keep an eye and see what they're doing. Yeah, they're both good results for them.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Newton Moore boss Norman MacArthur on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, I touched on it there with Norman, a bit of pressure on Newton Moore going into the games as the champions. Everyone wants that big scalp.
I think Norman at one stage last season was pulling his hair out. He didn't know what to do with his team, you know, because the previous season he actually, you know, had a really disappointing result last game of the season. But, you know, season 10, they beat Fort William at Fort William to win the league. It was a massive result for them. I mean, you look at, they only lost 10 goals last year in the league, and I actually think they've improved their defence this year, because one of the guys has come back from abroad. They're going to be really, really difficult to beat in the league this year. Highest goal scorers, you know, averaging sort of 4 goals a game, losing less than 1 goal a game. It's impressive.
And also the guys now are used to winning a championship. They know what it takes to win a championship title. So, you know, that experience transferred into the second season makes it just that little bit easier for them.
It will make it easier for the players, because, you know, there is a lot of expectations in Newton Moore, and people know they're a good team and everybody's talking about them, and then he's actually managed to go and pull it off this season. They actually done it quite comfortably, and I think that is going to spur them on. They're going to be even better this year.
6-2 win for them at the weekend. You know, away games in the league can be quite tricky. They've got another one this weekend away to Lovett, and as Norman touched on, they're quite a young side, so, you know, they'll have to be well warned against a potential upset.
Yeah, Lovett at the moment probably don't have an out and out full back that will stop somebody like Danny McRae. You can see Danny scoring another 3 or 4 goals this week. Newton Moore's forward line is extremely strong, and Lovett is an emerging team, but they don't, you know, they're not going to arm wrestle Newton Moore, and Newton Moore will just arm wrestle them.
And into more, boss Norman MacArthur said there that he does keep a track of what the other big two are doing. Obviously, you know, he's going to do that, of course. Fort William and King Youssi, as we touched on earlier, got off to winning ways. And I suppose, you know, it's just to keep track of week by week what the other two are doing so early on in the season. In week one, and we're already talking about a kind of title running between those three.
Yeah, I know, but I've got a wee sneaking for Kyles this year. They won't be far away. They finished the season very, very strongly last season. They got really disappointed when they lost the semi, the Scottish. And then they were undefeated for the rest of the season. So, you know, I think they'll come on strong.
They lead the way early on, of course, with that massive goal difference, 8 goals against Glenorchy at the weekend. They're away to Oban this weekend, Kyles, and it's a chance, you know, to perhaps build on that. Obviously, Oban will be, of course, looking to, you know, go back-to-back wins as well.
Yeah, but the thing about Kyles is they'll enjoy going to Mossfield and playing on the big surface, and a good surface that it is.
The other big two, Fort William and King Youssi, as Norman MacArthur said, he'll want to keep a track on. They're up against the new boys, Kamali and Glenorchy. Of course, we did touch on earlier about Kamali. You know, it'd be so great if they were to get their first win, which they couldn't do against Oban. And it's even harder for them this weekend away to King Youssi.
Yeah, and for William and Glenorchy, you can't see Glenorchy you know, putting up too much resistance. I mean, they'll give it their best shot, but Newtonmore have got too much in reserve. You know, Comalli will draw on the fact that they pushed Canusa so close in the McTavish final 6-5 last year. They know they can score goals. You know, they'll just if they draw on that and then going to play at the Dell, you know, they'll enjoy going up there. Nobody expects them to win, so Comalli will go for it.
Yeah, like you're saying, a bit of, you know, for Glenorchy and Comalli, no one will maybe expect them to do something, so it takes the pressure off them and puts the pressure on Fort William and Canusa.
Yeah, but you know, they're both experienced teams and they can score goals in the last minute when they have to. That's the thing about it.
Other games in the weekend: Glenurquhart take on Inverary in the Scottish Hydro Premier Division. Glenurquhart, as we touched on there, are at home to Fort William. Kingussie take on Comalli. Lovett against Newtonmore, and Oban versus Kyles. After a 7th place finished last season in North Division 1, a first day trip to runners-up Lochaber was always going to be tough, but not for Bewley, who recorded a fine 2-1 victory. And earlier today, I caught up with their assistant boss, Callum Duff. Callum, a great result for Bewley at the weekend, away to Lochaber, a difficult venue for you.
It always is down there, yes. But yeah, a fantastic result down there at Lochaber. As we say, a very difficult place to go to. It's been a while since we won down there. But yeah, without getting too carried away, a great start of the season.
And especially up against a side who will be looking to, you know, get promoted. You're one of the favourites in that league as well. So to go there and to win away, like you say, you're not getting carried away, but at the same time, you know, full of praise for the lads as well.
Absolutely. A great team performance it was, especially defensively. I thought the unit we had in defence was superb. Played very well as a team, looking after each other. Still got the old head there of Alexa Roger Cormack, nicking the ball off the forward line whenever he could. He was very, very good. An old head and young shoulders, as I say.
And it's a perfect start to the season. And I suppose, like you say, you're not getting too carried away, but you want to build on that. You want to, you know, to get results and hopefully move up that table.
Absolutely. I mean, the North First Division this year is going to be very, very tight. It always is a very competitive league, even more so this year. You'll see the standard of the teams in this First Division. There's nothing between all eight of us, basically. And all eight teams will be looking to take points of each other right through the season. So it's going to be a tight league.
And is that a chance for Bewley to capitalise on that, you know, on the league being quite tight?
Well, it's... The thing about the First Division now this year is that there's no easy games, basically. You got to treat each game as hard as the last one, basically. So it's going to be very tough, but it's going to be an exciting league.
And perhaps a bit of inconsistency from teams as well as the season progresses.
Well, there we go. Lochaber now have to watch their backs now after last week, basically. They're looking to get a result this week at Caberfae. Lose a couple of games in this league now and you're struggling.
Your next game is a kind of local rivalry as such, against Inverness, and you beat them, well and truly last season on their own patch, 7-3. A great result, and a repeat of that would be amazing on Saturday.
It would be amazing, but at the end of the day, when Inverness come to Bewley, it's a different story. They always give us a very tough game, and this Saturday is going to be no different at all. They'll be buoyed by their result last week, getting a draw at home to Lacaran, a last-minute goal. So we're expecting a very, very tough game on Saturday, and we just got to forget about last week now and get their heads on Inverness on Saturday.
That's right, and I mean, results in the past few seasons have gone in your favour. The last time they won there was 2008, so, you know, that maybe plays on their minds a wee bit. It becomes a difficult venue for Inverness to go to.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. But I know Stephen Munro will have the boys ready for this on Saturday against us, so we'd expect a very, very difficult game, and it should make for a very exciting game, actually, for spectators to come along to see it.
And hopefully a good turnout as well, with you know, the Inverness fans not having far to travel to.
Let's hope so, yes. They're always very welcoming in Bewley. It's always a competitive game as well, so let's hope for a big crowd there as well, yeah.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
That was Bewley assistant manager Callum Duff on the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld, and Scotland boss Drew McNeil is in the studio alongside me. Drew, a great win for Bewley if you pick out kind of shocks of the opening day, you know, going away to runners-up last year, Lochaber, and winning 2-1. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, to think that Kamali won the league last year only dropping 6 points, Lough Aber chased them all the way, so, you know, that's Lough Aber 2 points dropped already, first game of the season at home, you know. I don't think Lough Aber would expect to lose any games at home this season.
Have Bewley got the potential to, you know, be title contender? I know it's very early on and we don't want to get too carried away, as Callum said there, but a fantastic win for them, a real chance to build on that win against Inverness this weekend.
Yeah, I think the Inverness sounds like they were quite fortunate against Lochcarron, but one thing, the difference between Lochcarron and Bewley is that Bewley have a cutting edge up front and Bewley will score goals, whereas Lochcarron perhaps had plenty of ball and didn't score, but Bewley will turn them into goals.
And Callum did touch on that there, consistency is a real big thing for any side, but you know, in that North Division 1 he expects it to be a bit inconsistent. Teams will pick up points, you know, teams will drop points, but you know, if you are going to be, you know, up there, you have to be consistent.
No, and then, you know, they'll be delighted to have a game at home after having the big away win, and then they can sit in, you know, Sunday morning with 4 points, they'll be delighted.
It's a real local derby feel to it as well, Inverness and really not too far away, and a chance to beat your local rivals so early on in the season.
Yeah, and Inverness, I think, have picked up a few players this season. They're not going to be as soft to touch as they were last season, but I'd still see Bewley win that one.
Obviously, as we touched on just there, Inverness did get a 1-1 draw with Lochcarron last weekend, a last-minute goal as well. And I suppose, you know, it makes it almost feel like a win, you know, scoring a last-minute goal.
Yeah, Lochcarron, I watched Lochcarron play Inverness last season. Lochcarron were by far the better team, so Inverness have obviously improved. Yeah, and Lochcarron will be disappointed, thinking, you know, they'll think they can win the league as well.
Wins for Kinloch Shiel at home to Caberfae and Strathglass as well at home to Skye. So, you know, them and Bewley are the early pace setters, but, you know, what's your feelings on North Division 1?
Well, you look at Skye. Skye have lost to Strathglass, which was quite an odd result, I would have thought, to be honest. Skye would think they've got a chance to win the league. Skye now play Kinloch Shiel, you know, and if they're sitting with 0 points on Sunday morning, they'll be thinking the league's gone already after two games. Kinloch Shiel, obviously it's local derby against Skye, but they'll be buoyed because they had some poor results against, or poor performance against Caberfae last season, so they'll be quite happy to go across to Skye because Skye are under pressure.
Touched on their local derbies, of course, Bewley, Inverness and Skye, Kinloch Shiel, Lochaber away to Caberfae, and you know, they'll have to get off the mark, as it were.
Yeah, Lochaber not scoring goals last week would be disappointing for Michael Delaney. Cabers is not a great place to go if you're struggling to get goals. You know, they're a tough bunch.
And Strathglass against Lochcarron as well. Strathglass with obviously the win last week, they're at home again, and it's Lochcarron away from home yet again. But you know, Lochcarron, they'll be, you know, they take the positives from that draw with Inverness.
Yeah, I felt Lochcarron were a good team last season. Actually, they had some really good results, and I think they'll find their chances of going to Cannock and getting the win. Yeah,
excellent stuff, Drew. South Division 1, New Boys Aberdour and Bute faced up on Saturday after Bute's relegation from the Premier Division, but the trip to Fife was an easy one for Bute manager Barry Martin, who admitted his side should have scored more.
It was a good win, but it was quite disappointing. We'd, you know, it was very much wished, instead of 4-0 it could have been 20-0. That was just what we're up against. Our goalkeeper had 4 by hits in the whole game, just dominated. Obviously our forwards didn't have a great day to shooting wise, but needless to say, the Aberdour goalkeeper had quite an outstanding game. He had maybe a good 5 or 6 outstanding saves, which, you know, they looked like dead certs, you know, but it was just a tickle, you know. We've seen us coming down from the Premier and them coming up from the second, you know, silly wee things like him turning his back when a shot was coming to him and it was hitting him rather than, you know, getting out the road, you know.
One of my next questions, you know, to you was, you know, how do you think Aberdour have coped, will cope at this level? Obviously they're brand new to, you know, South Division 1, and as you say, you know, it could have been a lot more on Saturday.
Aye, don't get me, no, I think they will. They'll be other teams, say, you know, in the league, I'm sure they'll compete with well enough. You know, your kind of average, you know, your normal running and all South First Division teams, you know. You know, they'll give quite a good account of themselves at times. They've got some players who, obviously there's one boy there that used to play with Lochaber, you know, and you could see it in their sound, you know, another couple of boys, that, well, the goalkeeper, he came from Strathglass, so, again, it's boys that have, you know, played Shinty before and came from Shinty background, you know, so had that wee edge as well, you know. But, no, they're certainly enthusiastic enough, and their hitting was all right. There was nothing wrong with their hitting. They were very weak in the tackles, as in getting muscled off the ball very easily. You know, it was a lot of kind of lightweight young, you know, your typical young boys, just, you know, who have graduated up through the kind of primary levels and then moved into, you know, their kind of second team, and then this is them now, our first team, you know. So, but no, I'm sure they'll do okay, you know, in their own right, you know.
And like you say, coming down from the Premier as well, good to get off to a winning start. And Hector Whitelaw as well, grabbing the goals, a hat-trick earlier on for him, good to get him off the mark.
Aye, that's right. As I say, Hector will score goals at any level for you. Obviously, being in the Premier League, it was a cup final every week. Not our depth in any way. You know, you competed with, can you say, Fort William, all the rest of them, all 2 points off them, you know. So it was nice to get back into a winning way. I think hopefully, you know, we'll go out every Saturday and get results, and even the spirit of the boys here on Saturday night, you know, when we come back home, and actually, you know, they ended up in one of the local pubs, and it was funny, they were saying, this is just like old times, isn't it? You know, the banter was great and everything. So, you know, just say, when you're winning, that certainly, you know, gets a different mood into the team, and, you know, you'll always find if you start winning, there's, you know, more of an interest, you know, comes about from supporters and all that as well, you know.
Kyle's Athletic added to the South Division one this season as well. What will you make of the league? Have you seen much of any of the sides in pre-season?
No, I haven't seen any of the other teams. We have the two pre-season games. One should have been played in Inveraray, get called off. Inveraray struggled to get raised numbers, but we played Comalee in Ross. We were just there a week past there on Saturday, and as I say, Comalee, there wasn't very much in it, and the two teams, and you could see, well, you know, how they were going to cope with, you know, going into the Premier, and, well, I think obviously going to the result there on Saturday, they didn't get off to the best of starts, you know, but no, as I say, at the end of the day, I would think it'll be, you know, between Middlesbrough and ourselves over the ones that will be kind of, you know, think will be competing for the South First Division, maybe a Lochside as well, but you don't know, you know.
Lochside are the team you're up against this weekend as well, and it's a home game for you.
A home game this Saturday, yes. Aye, Crowley or Lochside, it's your Camlach second team, so the boys will know most of the players that's in that team, and you know, hopefully, you know, continue on the good work. But I say the good work of Saturday. Saturday's game was played at the right tempo. We haven't dropped our tempo in how we're approaching the games and the way we're wanting to play the game. It was just our final execution in front of goals on Saturday. It let us down pretty badly, to be honest with you. But just say, hopefully we'll get the rest in this out of the road, and that'll come good.
Yeah. Spoke to Norman MacArthur at Newton Moore earlier and spoke to him about the pressure of, you know, obviously they're title winners and, you know, everyone will be out to get them this season. Is that maybe the case in South Division 1 where, you know, you say coming down from the Premier that teams will look to get one over on Bute?
Absolutely. We're the ones over there that we want to take our scalps without a doubt, you know, and it's always works that way. We were many different in the Premier, you know, when we get a result against lights of the, you know, Newton Moore and King, you say, you know, Fort Royal, etc.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Bute manager Barry Martin on the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld, and Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, the aim for Bute surely this season is to get back up into the Premier Division.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed. Won't be quite that simple because Glasgow Mergail, as I said, they had a rough season last season, but they went down a much stronger team. And funnily enough, Bute started the season last season with 3 wins, 6 points, and then just lost their way. But Glasgow Mergail will give them a big push this year.
But the main aim is obviously to get off the mark early on. It was a difficult, probably a trip into the unknown going to Fife.
I'd imagine a lot of the Bute boys probably won't have played in that pitch before, and they won't have gone to a few other clubs, so it'll be new for them. They've been out of that sort of division for a long time.
And Aberdeen were coming up into South Division 1 as well. Barry said there that he was, you know, he felt his team should have scored more, but he said that Aberdeen played quite well in patches.
Aberdeen were a young club, an emerging club, and a lot of young players in both their teams, so, you know, they will improve dramatically from being in that division.
And hopefully they can stay in that division and hopefully, you know, build on that. We'd hate to see them come up and go straight back down again.
It'd be nice if they were just be able to stay in there, because it'll make the club much stronger, because they have a second club, second, you know, tier below them that are playing quite well as well.
And then wins for Lochside Rovers at the weekend as well, 5-1 at home to Kilmory, and Kyles Athletic, a 4-1 win away to Oban for them.
Yeah, actually the one that caught my eye was actually Ballyhoss winning against Tynault. Tynault's got a few good old heads there from the Oban Camanachd team, so that's a good result for Ballyhoss. I'm a bit surprised at that, but that's good because Ballyhoss are producing a lot of good youths at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Ballyhoosh, their next game is against Aberdour on Saturday at home. Bute face Lochside Rovers, and as Barry touched on there, he feels that Glasgow Midagawa are the team for him to watch out for in the division, but he also mentioned Lochside Rovers as well, so an early test for Bute this weekend.
Yeah, they'll be happy though, because you know, I think they you know, it is a second, it's Oban Camanachd's second team they're playing, you know, so I think they'll be confident on that one. The one that I mean, Glasgow Midagawa, they're having their first game this week, and I always hated if another team's had a game before you. Somehow there's a bit of rustiness about it. Doesn't matter who you play against, it's a slight disadvantage.
Elsewhere this weekend, they're in South Division 2. Aberdour second play Inverary, Colglen play Bute, Strathur are at home to Glasgow Midagawa, Taithwarf take on Ballyhoolish. In North Division 2, Fort William face Glengarry, Kamali take on King UC, Skye travel to Kinlochshiel, it's Lochaber versus Glenarkert and Newton Moore Lovett. In North 3, Lochcarron take on Lewis, Aberdeen Uni face Lochbroom, Ardnamurchan face Bewley, Bulliskin take on Strathglass, and Inverness second up against Caberfae. Before we go, Drew, we like to call Drew versus you. We'll get the listeners to take part in this one, but for the moment, Drew, we'll get you to predict the scores. Now, this could be difficult for you. We'll put you in this spot, the scores in all five Premier Division games this weekend in the Scottish Hydro Premier Division. First of all, Glenorchy versus Fort William.
That will be 0-7.
0-7 for Fort William. Okay, next up, Glenarkert versus Inverary.
3-2 for Glenarkert.
3-2 Glenarkert. Can you see Kamali?
4-3 Can you see?
4-3. Lovett versus Newton Moore.
2-6 Newton Moore.
Another 6-2 win for Newton Moore. And Oban versus Kyles.
That will be 2-4. Kyles 4.
Excellent stuff. We'll put them on the MFR website pretty soon. If you think you can do better than Scotland manager Drew McNeil, do get on to mfr.co.uk/shinty. That's it for the first ever MFR Shinty Show. We'll be back next week with more reaction and everything that's happening in the world of shinty.